This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Senator Elizabeth Warren is going up against another branch of the financial services industry. This time, it's companies that offer annuities and the brokers they use to sell them. She says the losers in all of this are Americans who are sold annuities by a broker who's getting a kickback, such as a tropical excursion. Her office released a report on this week, and Senator Warren joins us now to explain the issue. Senator, if you could put this in context for us first, where does the problem reside in the overall severity of dubious practices that you have focused on in the U.S. financial services industry?
Well, this is one that is costing people, investors, about $17 billion a year in retirement savings. People face a lot of challenges when they try to save for retirement. But one of the biggest challenges lurks mostly out of sight. Because of outdated laws and loopholes that are big enough to drive a truck through, right now it is perfectly legal for some retirement advisors to sell lousy products to unsuspecting customers. And so now the Department of Labor has proposed a rule to just stitch up that loophole and say, if you're going to give investment advice, it's got to be advice that's in the best interest of the customer.
Okay, so how does this work then? Give us some of the basics on what an annuity is and how this practice that you're objecting to works.
An annuity is just one example of a retirement program where people pay money in up front and then they get payments over a period of time. The problem here is that when an agent sells these, let's face it, some agents will do a good job. There are many good financial advisors who aren't conflicted, and they'll help people get into good products. But some agents have their eye not on how to help the customer, but on how to help themselves. And so I put together a study where I looked at the 15 largest providers in this area and got responses for all of them. And 87% of them, that's 13 out of 15, admitted to offering kickbacks directly to the agents or indirectly through third-party gift payments or both. And what was happening here is companies are awarding agents fancy trips, you know, from castles in Ireland to Tuscan villas to beach resorts. They're offering jewelry like Super Bowl rings, all in exchange for getting the agent to sell their products to the consumers, even if those are not good products.
Okay, so just to encapsulate that, your report says that these flashy flyers go out with all sorts of shades of turquoise from financial service companies that they send to a retirement advisor or an agent. The agent is to gather up as many customers as they can because in order to get this nice trip to, you know, the Ritz-Carlton Aruba, I think that was one of them, or the Bahamas, the agent needs to sell to customers, say, $3.5 million worth of annuities within a particular period of time. So then that's when the agent gathers up a lot of people at some local restaurant maybe or some hall and says, look what we have to offer you. What's wrong with that, though? You call that a kickback if the agent makes the amount of sales that he or she needs to. It's legal, isn't it?
Well, it's legal in some areas because of loopholes in the law. In fact, compensating advisors in that way is not legal in many areas. And what this rule is about stitching up the loophole and saying, look, there are many ways to compensate advisors. But offering them fancy vacations, offering them jewelry that cause them to push certain products over other products, that cause them to advance products that may not be in the interests of the customer but are in the interests of the agent, is a prescription for just people getting cheated.
Is it legal for the agents to receive a cash incentive?
There are cash ways to do compensation. What I'm concerned about here is what we see with these non-cash ways, and particularly how they are not well disclosed. So the disclosures on these are done in legalese. They're done in very vague terms. And they are often buried back on page 70, back on page 135, so that the customer doesn't realize what the compensation arrangement truly is in the deal.
Senator Warren, at least one critic of your report in the industry says that your warnings may raise inappropriate and unnecessary worries among retirees and workers, meaning those who want to invest in annuity. What do you say to that?
You know, people should be worried. That's why I'm glad that the White House is supporting the implementation of the Department of Labor's proposed conflict of interest rule, because it will make sure that all retirement advisors, not just some of them, are looking out for the best interests of the people they serve.
Senator Elizabeth Warren talking to us about her report about a loophole that allows kickbacks in the annuities industry. Senator, nice to speak with you.
Thank you.